Winter's chill can take a toll on the heart. Shoveling snow is a strenuous activity, and especially wet or heavy snow can cause a level of exertion that places a dangerous strain on the heart, particularly if a person also has other risk factors, said Dr. Leslie James with the Heart and Stroke Foundation. The Foundation's article, "Don't Fall Victim to the Holiday Heart Attack," says more people die from a heart attack in the winter months, with the mortality rates averaging 10% higher than in warmer seasons. Cold weather is often associated with increased blood pressure, which in turn raises the risk of experiencing both heart disease and stroke, Dr. James said. Snow can transform the landscape into a sparkling wonderland. But it also plays a part in winter's heavier toll from heart disease and stroke. Simply walking in wet, heavy snow can be strenuous. Shoveling or trying to push a car out of a snowbank can place a dangerous strain on the heart. Especially if you're a senior, be cautious when moving around in snowy conditions. Heart and stroke urges at-risk individuals to ask for help in their communities. This may look like seeking support from friends, family, a place of worship, or reaching out to others in online community groups. Especially this year, take time to recognize and share your feelings with others. The article also cautions people to stay mindful when it comes to booze, saying overindulging in alcohol can raise the risk of high blood pressure and stroke. For men, limit alcohol intake to 3 drinks per day, to a weekly maximum of 15. Women should limit themselves to 2 drinks per day, to a weekly maximum of 10. One drink equals 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of spirits. And remember that alcohol is also high in calories. For those looking to improve overall cardiovascular health, CEO of Algonquin Family Health Team Janine Van Den Heuvel recommended the Healthy Lifestyle Program. Anyone can participate in that program, and we are looking for patients to sign up, she said. The organization also runs a Healthy Heart Program, providing participants with one-on-one education about risk factors, diets, medications, stress management, safe exercise, and how to maintain motivation. Megan Hederson is a local journalism initiative reporter covering Huntsville and Lake of Bays for MuskokaRegion.com. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.